The IBM building is undergoing major renovations on the corner of Ala Moana Boulevard and Queen Street. The 51-year-old structure was designed by architect Vladimir Osipov and is being preserved with its distinctive honeycomb facade.
It's called a brise-soleil, French word for shading device.
Joe Ferraro, associate architect for the project, says the precast concrete sunshade was cutting edge in the 1960s and an example of a near-perfect intersection of form and function.
It was designed so that when the rain hits it, the rain would self-wash it. And it's also constructed so no birds can perch on it and nest in it. It also acts as a daylighting device. The heat from the sun is absorbed into the concrete, and then we get the light component into our building.
The 61,000-square-foot building has been partially gutted. Windows have been added throughout the first floor, and an open-air restaurant and bar will soon adorn the Ala Moana frontage. Howard Hughes Corporation Senior Vice President of Development, Nick Vanderboom, says the building will serve as development group headquarters and marketing and sales center for Victoria Ward.
We're spending over $24 million on this renovation, so substantial amount of money. We really want to demonstrate the quality of what we're going to do at Ward Village over the next 10 to 15 years. So, you know, we think that it's going to be a great asset, not just for the first phases of our project, but for the entire life of our master plan.
Vanderboom says the renovation was a business decision by the company. Acting project manager Nate Smith says the seventh-story penthouse is also being expanded as part of the sales gallery and will provide a panoramic view unlike any other.
You look all the way down towards the airport, and then in the other direction you look all the way down towards Diamond Head, and it's a spectacular vantage point to Ala Moana Beach Park, the tennis courts, the surf, the sunset, so you really do feel like you're on the beach from up here.
The former parking lot area has been filled in and is now level with the entryways, and a water feature set back from Ala Moana will accent the center of the courtyard area. Historic Hawaii Foundation Executive Director Kirsten Faulkner says the IBM building is an iconic example of mid-20th century architecture and tropical modernism as a style. Faulkner says the foundation worked with Howard Hughes to have the building preserved and will continue to advocate for the protection of other historic properties.
I think it's really important that we not demolish the past to make way for the future. The two can live simultaneously and side by side. These historic properties, cultural sites can all be integrated in with the new development, and it makes for a richer, more textured experience. The past becomes connected to the present and all feeds into the future, and the future relates to both.
Meanwhile, construction on the first floor expansion should be completed by October, with the penthouse and interior upgrades finished by the end of the year. The IBM signage will be retained. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.